on Partner News Podcast for the week ending May 23rd, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we've got some great guests. We'll be joined by Citrix Channel Chief Al Montserrat, and we will be discussing the Citrix Synergy Conference. We'll also be talking with Julie Parrish, the Vice President of Global Channel Sales for Symantec. We have Al Montserrat calling in from Houston right now on the line. And thank you for joining us, Al.
Thank you.
How many people do you have down there this year?
I think it's about 2,400, 2,500 people. It's actually very good. And about 55% of the people that are here is the first time they come to a Citrix conference. So we're reaching a lot of new customers.
The Citrix Synergy 08 kicked off with the release of Citrix Xen Desktop and kind of your overall strategy for desktop virtualization. Can you talk a little bit about what Citrix is doing to put more focus on desktop virtualization, because you know most of where customers are looking now is still in server virtualization?
We've been focused on the virtualization of applications and desktops through ZenApp, our core product, for a very long time, right? And now with Xen Desktop, we're extending that. The interest in server virtualization, you could say that the interest and awareness and build-out of desktop virtualization through VDI is up and coming and is an emerging space. The virtualization of applications through ZenApp has been happening for a long time. So our customer base is very familiar with the concept. It's just a different way of doing it. But our partner base is very excited because Xen Desktop provides an additional layer of personalization, of more user-friendliness.
You said that your current customers are very familiar with desktop virtualization and what it can offer and how this is a new way of doing it. But what are you telling your partners are, you know, the big selling points and the big value proposition to try to reach new customers who might not be as familiar?
So the value proposition is in those things that make desktop virtualization and make Xen Desktop interesting to customers. So the ability to really customize your desktop, the look and feel and the performance being equal to or better than what you would get on a standard desktop, on a standard PC. Those are all things that are what are appealing to customers and reasons why they want to try this technology. You know, the cost savings, the manageability, the security that provides, you know, all those things are a lot more in line with what you can do with application virtualization and ZenApp.
This is Barb. Is one of the partner propositions here that the partners can help customers save money on perhaps hardware and other things, and some of that money will flow to the partners and increase services?
You know, the benefit for partners and the value proposition that they're taking to customers is the customer's ability to rely on a partner that they've trusted with other projects in the past, with solving other business issues, trusting them to go into this new area and help provide this benefit. A lot of the cost savings within this kind of environment come around the replacement, the PC refresh and replacement that doesn't need to happen, the managing of those management of those endpoints, and those translate into services that a partner can then bring to a customer to deploy this kind of environment.
You guys and Microsoft are, I guess, in heavy coopetition. Can you talk about where your offerings compete with Microsoft's upcoming offerings and where there's not a lot of overlap?
For desktop virtualization, there's incredible partnering with Microsoft. So we made some announcements in early January that there will be significant focus in partnering with Xen Desktop, and they're being incredibly supportive of Xen Desktop. And there's a huge amount of joint sales effort that's happening. So I would say that on the desktop virtualization piece, it's all been very strong collaboration.
What's happening in server virtualization between you two companies as Microsoft starts rolling its stuff out?
With Xen Server, we really tried to position it as an alternative. And it will become, it will likely become the best server virtualization platform for things that are integrated, with Citrix. And in the past, with other server virtualization products that were out there, there was huge overhead involved in trying to run ZenApp in a virtualized environment. And so now there's very little overhead.
VMware a while ago had a sales memo that leaked out where they were basically telling their salespeople that as Microsoft comes out with more and more of their own virtualization offerings, they are basically going to ditch Citrix and leave you guys behind. Is that something that you're concerned about at all?
I'm not familiar with the memo. And if you think about our history working with Microsoft, even though I have not seen other memos like that, I know that there have always been rumors around that as it related to ZenApp. And our partnering relationship with them, and the collaboration we have with them is too strong and goes back too far. for those claims to really have much merit.
Thanks, Al, for joining us. Now we're going to be joined by Julie Parrish, Vice President of Worldwide Channel Sales for Symantec. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about the changes to Symantec's deal registration program.
Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
The first thing that we want to talk about is some of the changes that Symantec has made to their deal registration program. And one of the big things that stuck out to me was increased compensation. It says that channel silver partners and corporate reseller partners are now eligible to receive an 8% discount on registered deals. Can you tell me what the discount was before and why Symantec decided to increase it?
Previously, our silver partners were not actually included in our registration program. And, like many vendors, we started our program focused on the higher levels or the more advanced levels of the program to be sure that it was a very clear benefit for partners who had invested more in Symantec. What we've done by including the silver partners is address a very, very important part of our partner ecosystem, and it's those partners that are focusing on the mid-market for us. So while their discounts and rebates are not as high as some of the gold and platinum partners, they do now have the ability to participate. So their discount previously was zero, and now they have the opportunity to get the 8% upfront discount. Now, on the LAR side, the large account side, in the past, those partners were getting only a 7% back-end rebate. And we have changed that, and they are now getting an upfront 8% MSRP-based discount.
One of the other changes to the program is you've increased the cap from $250,000 to $1 million. How many more new deals will that cover?
That is a great question, and to be honest, I don't have that answer at hand. It will definitely increase the number of opportunities and, total amount of available compensation, particularly for some of those platinum partners who are participating with us in very large enterprise deals and have found those deals.
But it sounds like that's kind of a new benefit that is aimed more towards your larger partners.
Those are deals that are very, very expensive for the partner to manage. So their ability to get in, just because they take a long time, right? And there's a lot of resource burn in that process. So making sure that, when you are working on a $1 million deal, and we know that it takes you months and months and months and months to close that deal, you get, full compensation for it was important to us. Even if the overall number of deals that applies to the program didn't go up significantly, it makes a huge difference on those deals, those long-term, big dollar volume deals.
And on the subject of the time it takes to close a deal, Symantec also increased the registration period to 9 months.
Yes.
How long was it before?
It was 6 months previously.
And had that been something that partners were asking for, saying that 6 months isn't always enough time?
Yeah. Actually, we were seeing, just enough feedback that said, might want to move a little bit beyond what had been previously an industry standard of 6 months to a 9-month mark. Now, I'll tell you, even though it was, quote-unquote, only 6 months previously, partners absolutely had the ability to re-register that deal upon expiration, and the original reseller, of course, got first right of refusal. So the intent was, very clearly, if that deal is active and it takes longer than 6 months to close, we want you to have that opportunity. But just that process where it would come up for expiration after 6 months, they'd need to go back in, was cumbersome. So we moved it to 9 months, and the same policy will apply. If it expires, we go back to the reseller and say, hey, would you like to renew this?
Julie, have you had any feedback from any of your resellers about the new registration program and what they think about it?
We just rolled out the changes a few months ago, and, kind of early feedback is in response to the rule changes has been, wow, that's great. Thank you for listening to our feedback. We really appreciate it. So I'd say it's early days, but initial feedback is good.
Now, Julie, switching gears a little bit, back in February, I believe, the first part of the Symantec Protection Network came out with online backup and online storage for backup exec. Can you talk a little bit about how that's been going so far?
The early feedback on that program from our partners has been very, very strong. Those partners that understand that what Symantec is doing is providing them with an opportunity to, basically sell a SKU that is a service to their partners, or get a rebate / commission for referring their end customer to our portal to go ahead and sign up for the service has been very, very strong. I think one of the things that has been slightly challenging is that intuitively, software as a service sounds like a little bit more of a direct play. And so we're still doing a little bit of, I don't want to say battle, but clarification in the marketplace to help our partners understand that, oh, wait a minute, we need you to go knock on doors and help customers understand why they need this service. And, you know, certainly appreciate the opportunity today to participate in a podcast to really help get that message out that this is absolutely a partner-friendly approach.
A lot of partners were having questions about software as a service back at Partner Engage in September. Yeah, you and Randy both, you know, hammered home the point that this is targeted towards SMBs and Symantec can't reach those customers and you need the partners to do that work for them.
Absolutely. And I would say that the overall adoption of software as a service, and I'm not speaking specifically about Symantec at this point, is still emerging. You know, I think, and customers are now, especially in that space, really starting to understand, okay, this might be the best way for me to have backup or other similar technologies.
What are you trying to do to help your partners find the right customers and make the sale to them?
Well, we're continuing to work on our overall outbound marketing efforts and marketing tools and collaterals to help partners, you know, have those conversations and find customers. So, you know, as a vendor, I do think that one of our primary roles is to provide what I call air cover. Meaning, you know, let's be sure that customers in the marketplace understand that Symantec is a company they should do business with. We have products that meet their needs. More than that, we've got best-in-class products. And in particular with software as a service and SPN, we've got a great solution for you as an end customer.
And Julie, just to wrap things up, have you decided where Partner Engage is going to be this year?
Oh my goodness. Do I know this answer? I do. I believe that Partner Engage is going to be on the East Coast. I believe it will include a tour of our Security Operations Center in Washington, D.C. I think it's actually going to be in Washington, D.C.
Looking forward to that.
Good.
I'm going to the Microsoft Partner Conference in July, and that's in Houston. I'm not looking forward to that as much. It's going to be a little hot there.
I thought that was a very interesting choice.
Yeah, interesting, right. Julie Parrish, Vice President of Worldwide Channel Sales for Symantec, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
That's about all the time we have this week. But before we go, I wanted to mention who our guest next week is going to be. His name is Keyes Hertog, and he's the Director of Product Management for Microsoft Dynamics AX. He's going to stop by the SearchITChannel.com studios to talk about Dynamics AX09, the Microsoft upcoming ERP software.
You can find the links to the stories we discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out SearchITChannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hall,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.